President Bush heads to Europe later this week for his second meeting there since becoming president. The discussions will highlight U.S. policies on global warming and missile defense, issues which have divided the United States and its allies before. Over the weekend, the Pentagon conducted a successful national missile defense test. A mock nuclear warhead launched from California was intercepted and destroyed in mid-flight by another missile launched nearly 5,000 miles away. NPR's Tom Jelton joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
You monitored this test from the Pentagon. What was it like?
I have to say, Bob, I was impressed. They say that missile defense is like a bullet hitting a bullet. And over the many years that they've worked on developing a missile defense system, they've actually worked out a way to do precisely this. It involves a lot of radar, sensors in outer space, a battle management system, and this amazing little machine they call a kill vehicle. It's the one of the most unlikely things you can imagine for the mission. Not very big and not very lethal looking. It struck me as something like a cross between a hot water heater and an espresso machine. And if you can imagine that hurtling through space at about 2 miles a second, you get the picture. But this device, once it separates from the missile that it rides into space on, has the ability to see or locate an enemy warhead speeding through space 1,400 miles away. It then homes in on it, holds the warhead in its crosshairs, and continues to zero in on it to the point that it actually hits the warhead squarely in the nose. It did it Saturday night. It's really quite an impressive scientific and technological achievement.
But a lot of questions remain about the reliability of a missile defense system.
Well, absolutely, because there are so many little things that can go wrong with this system. Two out of the last four times they tried it, it didn't work, and it wasn't that the kill vehicle didn't work, it was that a wire wasn't soldered or a pipe was clogged. And when the issue in a missile defense system is to stop every single missile from getting through, you really need to have 100% reliability. You don't have that. The other thing is that this test did not include a lot of what would be real-life situation elements. There was only one decoy, and this system is vulnerable to being tricked or confused by decoy warheads, so that in a more realistic scenario, there'd have to be a lot more decoys up there that the kill vehicle would have to discriminate from. Also, this test, they knew exactly when this warhead was going to be launched. They knew what trajectory it was going to be on. So they have a long ways to go before they have a system that really could shield the United States from an enemy missile attack.
But the Bush administration is moving full speed ahead anyway.
Full speed ahead. What they say, they're very careful to emphasize that, in fact, these are serious problems, that there's still a lot to be done in developing this system to deal with all these practical issues. But they intend to go ahead with a very rigorous testing program. Until now, we've seen basically one test a year over the past year. They intend to move to one test a month by 2003. They're going to be testing airborne lasers. Next spring, there should be work, or in the fall, there'll be breaking ground on a new testing site in Alaska, and that's going to be built in such a way that in an emergency, it could actually be used in a missile defense system. So, there's a very ambitious program to move full speed ahead with this.
The administration is warning its missile defense plan is likely to conflict with the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty. How does it plan to handle that?
The administration is pointing out that the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty does include a provision that allows a country to withdraw from it. But the significant thing about this is that it requires 6 months advance notice. And if, in fact, the deployment of a system would begin to conflict with that treaty within months, say next April, as some administration officials have hinted, you back time 6 months from that, and you have to notify the Russians by this fall. That's only 3 or 4 months away. That the United States tends to back out. So some very intensive diplomacy is needed in the next few weeks and months with Russia, and Russia is not happy about this.
NPR's Tom Jelton.